CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Hey, I've made that quite clear. Anyway, Adam and Ari, we're on demand, Ari. You're just having to...
Just blowing my nose.
Clearing the airways.
Mm.
How about today's show, though?
How about today's show? I kind of miss Martin, to be honest.
Well, yeah, we had more time to fill up, but then in the end we were a bit running late, so we're still just trying to figure out how to actually fill the time properly without all that local news in there. The news itself is only about 3.5 minutes at the moment, so there's lots of news that's sort of missing. I don't think there's a sports section either, so it's really just a 3.5 minute news update at the moment. There's no half hour news, is that right?
Yeah, it's just that's ads. Right. Yeah, or that is right. Yeah,
is that right? That's it. What we got told, but I swear there was.
I mean,
was.
We did just do the whole show and didn't have any.
Yeah, there is news at the half-hour mark too.
It's just not local.
There's no updates, like headlines.
Anyway, that's behind-the-scenes content for you.
Yeah, so...
That and the fact that are you so stoked that the aircon is on and it's staying on?
Yeah, because
we're not having this war with Martin.
Yeah,
to
we
turn
have
it off.
Aircon wars with Martin because he turns it off. We go out and turn it on, and
the studio that he is in is really, really cold when the aircon is on, and when it's off, it's really, really, really hot
it's
in
ridiculous.
Our studio.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
So you just can't win here.
No, but you can now. He's not here, so we miss him because he takes up a big chunk of our show.
Yeah.
But we don't miss him because we don't miss him in the way that, you know, we like the temperatures.
We like the cold weather.
It's yin and yang, but
yeah.
I'll forgive him over the aircon.
You'll forgive him because it is the season
for forgiveness.
For forgiveness,
yeah, so please forgive me. All right, so on today's show, yeah, we did check boss man Jerry for fingerprints. We got his fingerprints. We wanted to know about those love letters.
You'll have to wait to find out. There's another suspect too, which we recently... has been more involved with it, I think, you could say, without giving it away.
Uh-huh, yeah. So you'll find out more about that in today's show. We talked to a train boy, didn't we? Are you listening to me?
The Christmas train.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you looking at your phone, or did you get a message?
Yeah, I did, actually.
What's it say? Read it to the class.
Do you want me to read that to the class?
We're trying to do a podcast intro.
It's just Renner and Tex talking about work, to be honest. It's not exciting.
Trying to record her. But what else do we have? We had, word sandwich, a bit complicated for the coast today.
Yeah, it's a rollover. Roll that over, boy.
Yes,
excited about that.
If you listen to today's show on demand, you think you know what it is. Tomorrow live, you call up, player. You could win. You've got from when you're listening to it now until tomorrow if you're listening to this on Monday.
if you're listening to this on Monday, the 13th of December, 2021, just in case.
And then you've got...
It's also currently 9:20 p.m.
Yeah. No, it's not because we'd be live.
I said p.m.
Oh, is it? But it's, for us? Oh, whatever, Ari, you confuse me.
It's 10:29.
We also, went to Ulverston Secondary School. We were judges on the talent show, so we talked about
that.
That
was actually the highlight of that. I don't even think I brought up, but they played horses.
That's right, you were frothing.
Oh, my God, I was like, this is the best! Zach never plays horses!
Knee-deep in froth she was. It was quite a scene. But, so all that's coming up. Plenty more, I'm sure, that we're forgetting about. Enjoy it. We'll see you at the other end.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. How was
Good
your weekend?
Oh, my God, what a time to be alive. What a jam-packed, busy weekend.
You went to one of these baby showers, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
What happens at these baby showers? It was a top secret.
Boys usually don't go.
No boys allowed?
No.
Oh.
Lots of fun. You play games. And I love that I went to my best friend's baby shower with another best friend of mine. And we got one of those games where, who knows, you know, the mum the best. And we were both looked at each other like, can we pass? Is there an option? Like, is it wrong answers only?
Well, because you don't know her at all.
Because we looked at the list and we're like, we don't know any of the answers. So sorry, Tay-Tay, we love you so much, but
don't know you at all.
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, Bride Tribe represent. At least one of the bridal party members won, though.
Okay.
She took it home for the team.
So someone out there knows your friend.
Yep, way more than we do.
All's well that ends well then, just like in Dog News, which is coming up.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Ari, is the burnout on its way with you? Or
for me?
Yeah. Just a lot of sleeping in and lies.
Oh, it's because I've been having late nights.
We were doing work on the weekend and you said, oh, Santi, the dog got out. But it turned out you'd burned out and you went back to sleep. And it was all lies, is that right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
That's weird.
Well, the dog did escape.
You're spreading rumours that I'm lying, are you?
Did the dog escape or not?
The dog did escape. Ah. Got out the gate. Went straight for the beach.
I thought you came clean and said it was a lie.
I think you're making stories up, mate.
Sorry.
Must
have dreamt it.
But do you want to talk about liars?
I'm not a liar. What do you mean?
There's the smirk. Just to keep everyone informed, there's a smirk across from me. I'm surprised you're not whistling, actually.
Ari, I'm trying to tell you about this week's win on the web.
Okay.
All right, it's the Jack Jumpers, isn't it?
It is. It's actually the ultimate golden ticket, where you and a friend will enjoy reserved seating at all Jack Jumper games at the Silver Dome.
You can enter online at cfmtaz.com.au as many times as you like, Ari.
I know. Pretty good. Like last couple of weeks, we've had an epic win on the web prize.
Yeah.
And now it's like, whoa, how do you even beat this?
Uh-huh. So, but this is a one-week one, this one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 1 week. So this Friday we'll be dishing, it's almost like two golden tickets, really.
Well, yeah, because one for you and one for a friend.
You can't go to these Jack Jumper games by yourself.
Yeah, so if you were to take a friend, who would you take?
Me? Good question. I have to think about that.
The smirk is back.
I'll have to think, who would I take? Maybe the great Lee Dixon.
Yeah, he'd probably enjoy it, to be honest.
Do you think? Yeah. But if you'd like to win it for you and your friend, because we can't win it, so it's beside the point. Yeah. Right? CFMTAS.com.au player. CFM. On this beautiful Monday morning, second last week before Christmas, Ari.
It is.
Can you believe that?
I thought you were going to say you miss Martin.
Yeah, of course, we all miss Martin.
Yeah. But, one of him not being here, we're always like, where is he?
You've got to soldier on.
It's so cold in the studio, it's bliss.
You've got to soldier on, though, in these difficult times. Just like this Dax Shepherd did, you know him?
I love Dax Shepherd.
You like Dax?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind that Kristen Bell.
Yes.
Because I loved Veronica Mars, you see. I'm into me Buffy's, me Veronica Mars.
Love Veronica Mars.
But He recently had hiccups for 50 hours. You ever had hiccups that didn't seem to go away?
Did he actually?
Yeah, they documented it. Here's a clip.
How's it going?
It's still funny. relatively funny, though. I came across some hiccups about, I guess. Okay. Yeah, we're going on 22 hours of it. No, 21.
That's about halfway through.
Is he okay now?
Yeah, hiccup-free now. Apparently it led to hiccup-induced puking. That's hours.
That would be horrible.
Wouldn't be good, would it?
Hiccup puking,
so apparently the longest ever hiccups, according to the Guinness World Records, was 68 years.
What?
From 1892 to 1991, a guy named Charles Osborne hiccupped continuously for 68 years. I mean, lived a happy life over 68 years of hiccuping.
There was an episode in Grey's Anatomy where someone died just because of the hiccups.
Really?
So I really hope Dax.
And that's
okay.
That's Grey's Anatomy, so that's all, you know,
it's all real.
All medical science, isn't it?
Well, let's hope he's okay.
I think he is. I think he's good. Hit music. Music.
Good morning, Adam.
Show's a bit different because we don't have Martin Agatin with local news. The news is shorter. We've got all this extra time to kill, Ari.
I know.
You know what I mean?
It's Lux. Good morning,
Wow.
Coast.
It's Lux for you, but I sort of have to produce the show. I have to come up with more stuff.
Well, I mean, you're pretty thrilled about this one, aren't you?
Well, you actually gave me permission to do this. I didn't even ask. I was just like, well.
Well, you had it there ready to go, so I was like, all right. Because you did me a favour and played Mistletoe almost every day last week.
See, we're a team.
Because you did that, I'll allow a Pearl Jam Christmas song.
Thank you. See, we're a team. We won. But I'm just like, we're a bit under. We got more time. What are we going to do? You're like, pop in the Pearl Jam song.
I know. Did that just make your day?
Yeah, and I'm just like, aw. So here you go. It's a cover of the Jackson 5, Someday at Christmas. Merry Christmas, Ari.
Merry Christmas, Adam.
There you go, Ari. Merry Christmas. That's my Christmas gift to you.
More like mine to you.
Thanks, Ari. That's Pearl Jam, Someday at Christmas. Coming up on today's show, we are going to get the boss in, Jerry.
We are. It's time to work out if he is the culprit behind these love letters.
Yeah, so I got another one last week. Now's the time. So not the last letter, but the one before that we handled with gloves so that we didn't put prints on it. We're going to take his prints. We're going to get him in the studio, take his prints, and then dust the
now
letter.
Now, this is
prints.
Very serious FBI kit.
Yeah,
we got it straight from them.
Yeah, something called Kids Labs fingerprint kit. So, you know, it's all going to work. It's all going to work swimmingly, and we'll get to the bottom of whether he's the one writing me love letters to the station as a goof.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we're going to be talking about the Christmas train, aren't we?
We are.
I think, probably.
We are.
If all ends well. If all's well, then ends well. So that's coming up. Stay with us.
Trivia trial.
Time to troll that trivia.
Is it?
Yeah, it is, Adam. Could you believe it? Can you believe it? It's happening.
I believe you and I trust you, and I know that you would never lie.
Thanks, Adam. We are playing a trivia troll. We're going to ask you a trivia question. If you know the answer, call us on 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, you'll go on the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Do you want the question?
Yeah, you've got it there, haven't you?
The question is, how many films in the Die Hard movie franchise take place at Christmas time? There's five of these Die Hard films. How many of them take place at Christmas time? It's all we want to know at 1-300-655-922. Get it right, you're in the draw for that voucher. CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Hello, Ari.
Are you feeling a bit rough today, Ads? I'm here like, you got 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Adam, we're supposed to be on air.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome. Gave you a countdown. You still weren't listening to me.
Come on, Ari, concentrate. Let's go to the phones.
Trivia trial.
Hello, CFM. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, it's Mel.
Hi, Mel. How are you?
Hey, Mel.
Hey.
How's things?
Oh, yeah.
Not too bad.
It's early.
It is early, isn't it? Thanks for joining us very early, Mel. How many films in the Die Hard franchise take place at Christmas, would you say?
Oh, you guys answered too early. I say there are three.
Oh, there's not.
Sorry.
There's not. Love you too, Mel. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I don't think she used coarse language, did she?
I didn't hear. I just thought maybe she's writing you the letters.
You've already said that quite a couple of times. You've already said that a few times.
Yeah, I just was like, oh.
All right, no correct answers yet. It's not three. 1-300-655-922. We've got more time to play Trivia Troll, so it's probably a good day for wrong answers, Ari.
Wrong answers only. Mel, you've won.
Wrong answers only. Keep the content. Fill the content for us, quick. All right, there are. We do have a couple of people on the line. Let's go. Hello, CFM. Who's this?
Jacob.
Jacob, how are you doing? How are you this morning?
How are you going, guys?
We're good. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. Pretty chilly. It's a bit cold this morning, Bernie, though. The wind's a bit chilly.
Yeah, we're hearing from the coast this morning that it's chilly. It's supposed to get up to about 20, so it should be warming up soon for us, Jacob.
I hope so.
Me too.
Maybe this will warm me up. A correct answer will warm us all up. It'll warm our hearts, Jacob.
And our souls.
And our souls as well. Don't forget them. How many films in the Die Hard series take place at Christmas?
This is actually a complete guess today, actually. So I'm
going to
go 2.
Oh!
He has done it.
You've done it.
The first one and the second one.
Sorry?
The first one and the second one both take place at Christmas.
Right, there you go.
The rest are just at regular times of the year, Ari.
Which don't classify as Christmas movies.
Mm-hmm.
So you can add 1 and 2 to your Christmas movie list.
That's right. Good on you, Jacob. Stay there and we'll take your details.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Cheers.
Every day I'm Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM.
Hello, CFM. Who's this?
Hey, it's Mysterious Mel, just letting you know that I'm not sure what you think I said, but I certainly did not say a naughty word.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's good. Just checking. Thanks for clarifying.
Love you, Mel. Bye.
And she's off.
She's already gone.
So mysterious.
So mysterious. And we do call her Mysterious Mel. She might not be writing the letters, but maybe she's helping someone write the letters.
Well, she called back responding to the
the swear...
Yeah, the accusation of possibly swearing, but she didn't respond to the accusation of possibly doing the letters R.
I wonder if she'd be willing to come in for a fingerprint test.
The case continues.
Hey, Mel.
Yeah, and I knew you guys were going to say that. No, I'm not mysterious little mystery writer girl.
She's not mysterious writer
girl. Okay, well, thank you for clearing
that
up.
Thank you, Mel.
Bye.
See ya. You know, she responded to the accusation when pushed, so I don't know what that means.
But she knows Pearl Jam so well, doesn't she? Mel loves Pearl Jam. Maybe she's helping Jerry write the letters. She's not physically writing them, but she's helping someone else.
But one thing we did figure out is on the last letter, the Pearl Jam lyric that they quoted was during
a
fade out.
Or something, wasn't
it was during fade out, so it's like you really have to either be me or you've looked at the lyrics up. You haven't actually heard the song. Someone else is calling. Hello, CFM.
Or am I?
Oh!
The case continues. This is Sia.
Oh, my God.
With a Christmas song. Every day is Christmas. Oh, my God. Scandalous. Sia on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. We're 5 minutes away from seven. Must be time to have a quick look at it, Ari.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
13th of December, Ari.
Second, shall we look at it?
second last week before Christmas, I was going to say. But yeah, we can have a look at it. Say that too. All right. Come on. On this day, 1912, Luna Park opened in St Kilda. It's the world's oldest amusement park under private management. You ever been?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, have you been if you haven't had a photo out the front, though?
Yeah, well, we just sort of walked through it just to have a look because we didn't have that much time. We also didn't really want to go on the rides, considering we did walk past one guy that was stuck up the top of some ride. He was trying to push it along, like, with his bum, and no one seemed to notice. Like, there didn't seem to be any staff helping him.
The older I get, the more scared I am about going on rides.
I don't mind it, but I just... It seemed a bit dodge. On this day in 1955, Edna Everidge, played by Barry Humphries, made her stage debut at Melbourne's Union Theatre.
Hello, possums! Hello, darlings! Let me look at you!
1955, a long time ago.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. On this day in 1966, the Jimi Hendrix Experience recorded Foxy Lady.
Foxy Lady.
You know this one?
Yeah, of course I know this one.
It's in that Wayne's World film.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen that?
Yeah.
So you know the song? You must know the song. He sings it to the lady. You know he's got the... Garth has a crush on that blonde lady.
Yeah.
And then he fantasizes about going up to her and finally talking to her, but he's actually just singing this song. But he's doing Foxy with the ears and everything. And he's doing a little dance with his flannel wrapped around his waist.
You remember so much.
It's a good film. On this day in 2012, here you go, Ari, here's one for you. Police.
11825,
code 6. They busted a bizarre murder plot targeting pop singer Justin Bieber. A team of three hitmen in Albuquerque, New Mexico, had been making plans to stalk and kill the singer and even castrate him, it says. One of the three men had reportedly been obsessed with Bieber to the point of having a tattoo of him on his leg. All three men were apprehended along with confiscated weapons and a set of purging shears.
It's a little bit concerning, isn't it? I'm lucky they didn't, luckily they didn't succeed.
Yeah, otherwise we wouldn't have Peaches or Ghost.
Yeah, or we wouldn't be going to his concert
That's
either.
True. That's another good point. It's all about us. And in this day in 2013, Cairo in Egypt experienced snow.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
It's the first time the country has experienced snowfall in 112 years. So there you go.
Would have been a magical day.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing it just float down.
Floating onto those pyramids.
Yeah. That would have been so weird to experience.
That's what's making history.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Welcome to the week, Ari.
Welcome. Happy Monday.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Big show coming up. We're discussing the Christmas train.
So we are.
If you're out and about light hunting, looking for Christmas lights on the northwest coast.
This one's on the move.
Don't forget to, make sure.
You've got to plan it out.
Yeah, make sure you catch that train. So we'll find out more about that. And also, we're getting the boss, Jerry Shears, in to take his fingerprints, see if he's making this letter. I don't know, there's another suspect, I think.
Yeah. the plot gets thicker.
The more
we look into it, the more we're like, oh, the possibilities are endless.
But we will hopefully get to the bottom of it at some point. We'll take his prints. We can either eliminate him as a suspect or, you know, catch him red-handed or black-handed because it'll be the fingerprint stuff. I don't know. Anyway, here's Coldplay. We're Adam and Ari at CFM. Good morning. Hit music. Ari, on Friday we went down to that Ulverston Secondary School, didn't we?
We did. We were guest judges at their talent quest.
Wasn't that cool? Mm-hmm.
I had so much. We got treated like kings and queens too, by the way.
Yeah, we were given bottled water.
Yeah, and some lollies. I was like, oh, bless.
Not just any lollies. We're talking fantails.
Yeah, the elite of the lolly.
I loved the films. There were like three different ones that people made.
I knew you were going to froth those films because Adam also likes to make little sketches, you know.
Yeah, I was.
Little skits or whatever they're called.
I used to do that at school as well. I made some audio ones too, and I don't know, I didn't put them in a talent quest as much as the teachers threatened to sue me for defamation for making them and putting them on MySpace.
You will never let that down, will you?
No.
My favourite was probably the captain's group, the school captain's group. They were like, oh, it's a Christmas song, and they started singing a Christmas song. Then next minute, the dudes are running in with cheerleader costumes on, and they're throwing pom-poms around, and then the song changed again, and I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah,
I enjoyed that one.
Pulled the rug from under you as a viewer a couple of times, surprised you.
Quite a few times. I was like, go team.
Mm. But if you know a youngster making waves out there on the coast, they've made some funny skits. Maybe a sporting achievement, something scholastic even. You can nominate him for CFM's Rising Star. Imagine being the December winner.
Yeah,
what a Christmas New Year that'd be.
A $500 gift card could be yours to spend at Harvey Norman. The person you nominate anyway. Maybe you could go like, oh, I'll nominate you, but I get some of it.
Yeah, but you don't have to do that.
Is that bribery?
You could just be nice and just do it.
True.
At cfmtaz.com.au is where you nominate. Each month we have a different Rising Star.
Yeah.
So that'll be December's. CFMTAS.com.au to nominate a CFM Rising Star. 24K Golden Plays now, Ari. CFM. So coming up this hour, of course, Song Snag. Now, that's your chance to go into the draw for brekkie for two at Windows on Westella. Did you see the message we got?
What
is that why you're pointing at me? Oh, I thought you knew what I was about to say.
No, I was going to say at the baby shower on the weekend, they had a little game of... similar sort of song snag, but with TV shows.
Right, so they were stealing our ideas for your baby shower.
Yeah, and they were like, oh, do you think I get a job on CFM? I was like, for sure, because I don't know any of the song snags. But yeah, they had lots of TV shows, just a snippet of the theme song, and you had to guess what show it was from. But I don't have kids, and I was like, I don't know any of these.
Oh, were they kids' films, were they?
They were mixed up with kids' shows, and, you know, Friends was in there, and stuff, but I was like, what is this? And it was like Peppa Pig.
Friends has got to be...
I would never have guessed that.
Friends has got to be a pretty easy one, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was like one of the ones I got.
But we did get a message in from Jody, it says, but it says, Dear Adam and Ari, just a big thank you for our tickets to Windows on Westella for the free waffles of the day. Banjo and Gypsy had a great time. Service and food was top-notch. XX. Merry Christmas, guys. Highly recommend Windows on Westella for a lovely meal and friendly service. And there's a little emoticon of a coffee.
Aww.
There is an emoticon.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for playing our games with us.
An emoticon of a coffee at the end there.
I know, that's next level.
There's an emoticon of a coffee. So your chance to go into the draw for brekkie.
You're so weird sometimes, aren't you? Hit music.
There you go, Ari. Did you enjoy entering the danger zone?
I did. Thank you so much for that.
That's okay. We're a team, you know?
Danger zone.
We're a team, aren't we?
Yeah, you and I.
Yeah, we go through so much.
We are one.
We go through so much together and we always forgive each other.
How about those good times we've had?
We always forgive each other for our follies.
Oh, no, not always.
We don't always forgive each other for our follies?
Yeah, we do.
Do we forgive each other for our follies or not?
Have you got dog news?
Yeah, I got some. So we do... Just to clarify, we do forgive each other for our follies every time.
What is up with you today?
Just wondering. All right, this one's about Ranger, Ari. Ranger is a 4-year-old German Shepherd, and Ranger will look like a puppy forever because of a rare condition that impacts his growth. The dog has a type of dwarfism and will only ever grow to around a third of the size of a regular adult German Shepherd.
I'm just picturing it and my heart is so full.
Don't worry, I've got a photo to show you at the end. Rangers owner Shelby Mayo says she's received requests to breed the dog to create more forever puppies, but the 20-year-old student nurse from Phoenix, Arizona, said the focus should be on preventing the condition. Ranger's very cute and he's a great dog, but ultimately it's a result of inbreeding and we need to stop that. So breeders need to be aware that this can occur and they need to try and prevent it. So as cute as it is, it's not the best idea to do it on purpose.
Yeah.
Ranger has had a good life so far, but that's not always the case either. Dwarfism is more prevalent in certain...
You are struggling
today.
No,
I'm fine. It's more prevalent in certain breeds of dogs, including German Shepherds and Corgis, and can lead to a dog living for just 3 years.
Oh.
Both parents of the dog must have carriers of the gene for a puppy to inherit the genetic condition. The lack of growth hormone results in slow growth from about 2 months of age. Affected puppies are very obviously smaller than their litter mates and also fail to grow an adult coat. Their fur remains soft and woolly, like that of a puppy.
Yeah. It would have that puppy smell too.
Yeah, probably. Ranger initially lost all his fur as a puppy due to low thyroid levels, but he's since been put on medicine and has managed to grow back. Yeah. That's good. Mayo and her sister Darcy run an Instagram page for Ranger, which has grown to 138,000 followers. They use the page to raise awareness of the issues related to inbreeding. Ranger lives with his big sister Jessie, and Mayo says despite his size, he still manages to keep up with her and regularly takes her on in play battles.
Aww.
Ranger and his family sell merchandise and regularly take part in fundraisers for Pets with Disabilities Rescue, a charity that works to rehabilitate and find new homes for pets with disabilities. So there
You've
you go.
Got the photo for me now.
So it's not all roses, but at the end of the day, very cute. There's a 4-year-old dog there next to his buddy. Explain to the folks what do you see?
It literally is a puppy.
Yeah. But it's 4 years old. So, I mean, dog's healthy, dog's happy.
It's got an old soul-looking face, though.
Mm.
Like you can, you've lived some life, but in a puppy size.
You're a little Snoopy.
A little Snoopy.
So the dog's doing okay. Got an Instagram following. They're using it to raise awareness, so I suppose all's well that ends well.
No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. Dog. No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog. Dog. And I want my dog to be in films.
Song, 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 snag.
It's time to play Song Snag. This is where Adam has badly scratched up a song and I'm going crazy over here going, what is it?
But you'll forgive me, right?
I'll forgive him.
It?
Yeah, for sure.
Thank
so
you.
Help me out, please. I want you to give us a call, 1-300-655-922. Tell me the artist as well as the song title. If you get it right and Adam agrees that you've got it right, because I'll have no idea, you'll be in the draw to win breakfast for two at Windows on Westella for a breakfast you'll look forward to every day.
All right, 1-300-655-922. Here we go. You really got no idea, Ari?
I know the song. I could sing along to it.
I think the coast knows because that switchboard lit up like a Christmas tree. Alrighty, that'll do ya. 1-300-655-922 if you know the song name and artist.
Song, 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 snap.
At 1-300-655-922, we've got Jacob on from Devonport to guess this song. What do you think it is, Jacob?
Is it When You're Gone by Bryan Adams?
He's done it, Ari.
You've done it, Jacob. Congratulations. You are also in the draw for breakfast for two at Windows on Westella.
Beautiful.
A day of winning today for you, Jacob.
Absolutely. It's been a good day for Monday.
Yeah.
Nice. Hey, you know the new rule around here, how you get put in the draw twice. Do you know the new rule?
No.
Oh, you got to sing some.
Oh, no way.
You don't want to go in the draw twice?
No, that's all good.
Okay.
He's like, I've got good odds anyway.
just thought I'd offer. Cheers, Jacob.
C-F-M.
We have the Tazrail CEO on the phone with us, Ari. Who better to tell us than Steve about the Christmas train? Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Adam. Good morning, Ari. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Yeah, and thanks for being on it. So what do we need to know about the Christmas train?
Well, she's all lit up this year after last year's bumper season with spreading some festive cheer. We've taken it up another notch.
Yes, so we've, I love that.
Put thousands of lights on about four locomotives across our fleet and operating two trains across the network. And most importantly, we've developed a very new website. You can now, in real time, track our train.
In real time.
That is amazing.
It is amazing. Up until Friday night, we've had about 5,000 hits to the website.
Ooh.
And that website is Christmas Train, one word, .tazrail.com.au. So you guys and everyone at CFM and all your fantastic listeners can jump on that. Being an operational business, you know, times can change. So
yeah.
It provides real-time tracking of the trains across a map of Tasmania in our network and gives you up-to-date arrival and departure times. So really want to spread the Christmas cheer. I love to see the faces on the kids and the smiles we can bring. And please, when you come and look at the Christmas train, be conscious. Please stand well away from the train, out of the corridor. And standing back a little bit further, you get a much better view of the train anyway. And that gives you a great perspective of the Christmas lights.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess with the website as well, it helps with the rail safety because you then can prepare and know where you're going. And, you know, there's not kids, I guess, running on the track to look to see if it's coming. You'll know
Absolutely.
From the website, so stand back, get a better look, stay safe.
Yes. There's some great viewings across the northwest coast. We've got two trains running every night, as I said, on the christmastrain.tazrail.com.au website. You'll be able to see where they are anywhere in the state. They're running every night. We've developed 40 panels, so there's basically 10 panels per loco and per locomotive, so we've put those panels on each side of the locomotive, and we're effectively with 4,500 horsepower spreading the Christmas cheer.
That's amazing.
Perfect.
And as a bystander, have you ever watched the train go past?
Absolutely, many a time.
Oh, amazing.
It brings a real smile to me face, and almost you know, you get quite emotional watching the kids and being there as an anonymous bystander. The cheer and just the whole Christmas spirit that we bring to the community is just wonderful to see.
So the train's already decked out and running now, and I'm guessing goes right up to Christmas?
That's correct. So it's effectively operating between Burnie and Brighton, our depot's there, and running across two services every night.
Awesome. Looks like we're going on a train hunt, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of great viewing platforms, but again, please, to you and your listeners, just stand back. It is big, heavy operating machinery, but great to see the Christmas train, and when she's lit up at night, it looks fantastic.
Awesome, and shouldn't be too hard to find with that website, huh?
Exactly right. So please, jump on the website, and that way you can get the most up-to-date times it's travelling. Our schedules are normally pretty good, but things can change, so that just allows everybody to be able to see where it all is, and you know, you just might see Santa in the train as well.
Oh, look out.
And they might have Santa with them as well.
Oh, how cool. How cool. Thank you so much, Steve.
Not a problem, Adam and Ari. And just a big shout-out to your Cinema Under the Stars as well, and how appropriate. It's the Polar Express, and
Israel's
a proud supporter of that as well. So, fantastic initiative.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Have a Merry Christmas.
You too, Adam. You too, Ari.
Merry Christmas.
And on behalf of Tazrail, I'd like to wish you guys, everyone at CFM and all your listeners, a very Merry Christmas and a safe Happy New Year.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. It tis the season to be feeling shady on a Monday, just saying.
You know what else this season's all about?
Giving back.
And forgiveness.
Forgiveness. Spending time with loved ones.
Forgive those close to you for their follies.
Yep, you know it.
Do we have an accident as well?
Oh,
we had
yes.
a call about an accident.
So sorry about this. Yes. On Don Road, across from Plants Plus, there has been a single vehicle and a motorbike accident. accident. There's slow moving traffic. So that is on Don Road across from Plants Plus. So it's heading to William Street.
Any other hazards you want to let us know about? We're at 1300 655 922. We are Adam and Ari as well. Good morning. This is CFM.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Load it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
Good morning, Zach. Where are you this morning and what have you got on board?
Good question.
Well, this morning I'm hanging out at Ampol William Street because Ariel forgot to fill up the CFM cruiser.
Bless her.
So right now I'm here giving out the Coast Best Free Stuff, but after that I'm going to have to fill it up because Ariel couldn't do one job. I'm joking, we love you. We've got heaps of goodies in the CFM Cruiser right now. Of course, we've got some skincare with Australian Wool by Lanolin Beauty. We've got some Christmas cards and gift tags and envelopes from the team at Earth Greetings. We've got the Williams Red, and once again, I have two $25 vouchers to Valentino's Family Restaurant today. So, one of the first two people, you're going to come and grab one of those off me right now at Ampol Williams Street before I go fill up the cruiser.
And if you are going to see him and you also need to fuel up, make sure you flash your Friends with Benefits key tag. 6 cents off per litre of fuel just for being our friend.
Good plug.
It was good, wasn't it? Let's go to Dakish. Dakish, how are your fuel levels?
Mine are a little bit different. I'm not running on fuel today, Adam. I'm running on reindeers because I'm out in the CFM sleigh this morning. I've abandoned the cruiser and I have all sorts of goodies on board. I've got fresh loaves of Cripps Williams bread. I've even got flavoured milk thanks to Better Milk. I've got plenty of lollies, all sorts of different flavoured Mentos. I've got chocolates as well, Adam. I've got the Big Morrow for you, so I'll save you one.
Big Morrow. Thanks.
And of course, I've also got some swag from Leading Edge, which is where you can find me this morning in Santa's sleigh. Santa's not here, but I am, and that's all that matters, I reckon. So come and catch me. I am out at Santa's sleigh at Leading Edge Electronics in Burnie. In Santa's sleigh, powered by Harvey Norman Burnie Electrical.
Takesh, does Santa have that thing registered for Australian roads?
Absolutely. It's even got a number plate on the back. It's fine.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Are you in your cute, cute little outfit?
Yes. I'm in a different outfit today, but I'm still dressed up.
Go,
I've got so much FOMO. Get a photo with her. Get a photo with her.
Thanks, Takesh.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
They are having a good time out there.
On 101.7 CFM.
So Takesha did put up a photo of her little elf costume.
She looks so good.
No, but
she's
also
so dressed up in Santa's sleigh at Leading Edge.
She looks like what I used to look like when I played T-ball. Those were my colours, the green and the red, the Christmassy colours and knickerbockers. Never worn knickerbockers before or after T-ball, but that was what I looked like. So Christmas all year round at that T-ball.
Where's the photo proof?
I'll have to find some. I'm sure there's plenty of old VHSs too. Probably video of me
showing
getting
your
some
age
kind of
again, ads.
T-ball home run.
Black and white photo.
Showing my age. I'm 2 years older than you. How dare you?
Hit music. Music.
It feels like CFM again around here, doesn't it?
It does, because our favourite person, Renna, he's back in the building. Oh, can't you feel the love already in the building? It's just so warm.
And she brought us a little milk chocolate reindeer.
Yeah,
that's
she brought
so
us
nice.
A little Christmas gift. Isn't that so cute?
This poor thing's been
sick.
You
know, these hang on the tree as well.
Mm. It's like you know how I mentioned on the air that I don't have a Christmas tree because I live alone? My neighbour came out and was like,
God, I love
and she was
neighbor.
Like, I heard you say that you don't have a tree because you're by yourself, so you can just share this one. There's one like that's in front of, it's sort of in the middle of both the houses. It's got lights on it and stuff. And she's like, oh, I laughed. I heard you say that. So you can share that one. Take a picture of that one or something. So I could hang it on that out the front.
You could. And maybe you can share the chockies with her too.
Mm.
Bless her cotton socks, letting you share the tree.
Very nice. Well, that's what this time of year is all about. Giving, forgiveness.
It is. It definitely is. Hey, if you want to give back as well, you can donate an unwrapped Christmas present at Harvey Norman Devonport. Our giving tree is indeed up. So if you do want to give back in a bigger, bolder, brighter way, then you can do so at Harvey Norman Devonport.
And you got till this Saturday, is that right?
Yes, we'll be there.
It's going to
be lots of fun.
Be there to take it down. So get it in before Saturday if you'd like to give back.
CFM.
It's Adam and Ari on CFM. Ari, how about Santa, your dog?
Isn't she so cute?
It's always a pleasure when I get to see her
she's
on the
so
weekend.
She's so naughty, though.
Why would she do?
I think because she hadn't been to the beach in a while. She escaped.
Did she actually escape or
she
not?
She did.
I thought you told me that you lied about that.
I don't remember saying that.
But you lied, didn't you?
No.
But she actually escaped?
Yeah, I had sand on my shoes.
Why did you tell me that you lied?
It was all in the car. Didn't you see that in the car?
Well, I don't know what to believe anymore. Here's Word Sandwich.
Word Sandwich.
More.
It's time for Word Sandwich. This is a game we like to play each weekday morning. We give you two words, well, Thea does. We want to know the word that goes in the middle of the singer. If you think you know it, give us a call, 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston. You can head in and taste the difference.
Thea, our word machine, has your words for today. What are they, Thea?
Your words for today are Christmas and Santa.
Christmas.
It does sound like Santa.
It's Santa.
But it's Santa.
You know, like the middle.
Of a circle, a centre.
Is the centre, yeah.
Mm, so not Santa.
Christmas and Santa. Mm-hmm. What would go in the middle of that to make up the sandwich, if you know? Our phone number is 1-300-655-922. Let's get fancy.
Word Sandwich.
More. At 1-300-655-922, it's Jess from Ulverston. Thea, give Jess the words.
Your words for today are Christmas and Santa.
What do you think goes in the middle, Jess?
Is it day?
It's not.
No.
Thanks for playing, Jess.
Sorry.
No.
Hello, CFM. Who are we speaking with?
Kaylee.
Kaylee, where are you from?
Devonport.
Cool. Kaylee from Devonport, these are the words for today.
Your words for today are Christmas and Santa.
What do you think goes in the middle, Kaylee?
Is it tree?
It's not tree.
No.
Thanks for playing, Kaylee.
That's okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, CFM. Who are we speaking with?
Jody,
where are you from?
La Trobe.
Jody from La Trobe. These are the words for today.
Your words for today are Christmas and Santa.
What do you think goes in the middle?
Day.
It's not day. It's not
no,
day.
It's
thanks,
not
Jody.
Day, sorry.
Thank you.
Hello, CFM. Who are we speaking with? Hello, this is CFM. Who have we got there?
It's Lee Dixon getting us back for Shizzle.
Hello, is this Lee Dixon we're speaking with? Bottled it. I tell you what, we don't have time. We'll have to be a rollover.
Rollover?
Because we've got the boss coming in next. We're going to check his fingerprints and see if he's been writing the letters. So if you know what it is, call us tomorrow.
Yeah, at about the same time.
And you've got like 24 hours to think about it
yeah.
now.
Christmas. And Santa.
Uh-huh. Yeah, almost you're worried.
Almost thought I said the word.
Up next, the boss, Jerry's coming in. We're going to get his fingerprints, see if we can dust this thing for prints, this letter. These letters I've been getting.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. We're being supervised right now, Ari.
Yeah, featuring boss man Jerry.
Woohoo. Welcome to the studio. Welcome to the Adam and Ari zone.
Adam and Ari zone, is that what it's called?
Yeah, yeah, that's what it's called. We put a new sign out the front.
Okay.
Jerry, do you feel a little bit like you've created a monster?
Why?
In a way.
Have you created
you're
a monster?
Responsible for this, for us two.
For what?
You
need to
this.
Explain to the you listener what you're
together.
Talking
about.
Well, you're the boss.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sorry, yeah.
For a show.
Yeah. I do feel a bit responsible, yes. And apologies, well, not in advance because it's already happened, hasn't it? So apologies, but no, we keep on trucking.
Yeah. Don't accept that you've made a mistake. Just stay with it.
Never admit that you've made a mistake, otherwise then you've made the mistake.
Yeah.
Never apologise for anything, as far as I'm concerned.
So what he's saying in a roundabout way, he's happy with the show, Ari.
Done.
Happy
Done.
With the show. It's
we'll
been a good show.
We'll accept it.
We'll accept it. So we have a fingerprint dusting kit where we can take your fingerprints because we want to know once and for all, is Jerry responsible for these love letters? Now, have you had people come up to you and ask you, like in real life, not even on radio, in actual real life, are you doing the letters?
I've had no one ask me if I've done the letters, but I've had people come up and say, you have done the letters.
Yeah. Oh, I still do heavily believe it's you.
Yeah. Well, interestingly enough, a couple of weeks ago, I got a letter in the mail.
Really?
What?
Which might add a little bit to the
Hang
mix.
On.
I was going to tell you a couple of weeks
Hang
ago.
Hang on. You've been sitting on this for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Well, yeah. What was the details of this? Was this a love letter?
Well, I've got them in my pocket, actually.
He has it with him.
So, but this one has come on this sort of paper. This would have been the first one.
Very thin paper.
10th of the 11th. Oh, that was ages ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, a month ago.
Just looking at it from here, the writing looks a lot bigger than the ones I was getting on the
front. Can you please read the letter out loud?
Yeah, what's it say, Jerry? Yeah,
it says, to Jerry Shears, dear sir, madame. Thank you. Hope you are well. Just a quick question. When will CFM start playing Christmas carols? I'm sure lots of your listeners would like to hear them. Love the show, especially Jerry's Garage, which is non-existent anymore.
Also wrong station for us, but
yeah. Yeah. Your voice sounds good these days, which is nice. Kind regards, top listener. So I'm not quite sure whether that writing sort of matches in. I don't think it does.
No, I don't think so.
No. But I've since, I think, found out who has actually sent those letters to me, because apparently there's two more coming. I've got two and there's two more coming.
Right.
But it's a dear staff listener.
It's a staff member.
Your voice sounds good these days.
Yes. Thanks.
Also, the ones, there'd be Taylor Swift's quotes in there from deep album cuts as well, if it was the culprit that's writing my letters. Sometimes we don't realise that these are quotes from Taylor Swift until I hear the Swift song. I'm like, hang on, that's from the letter.
Pearl Jam. If I was to, I'd put Pearl Jam.
Well, there's Pearl Jam in the latest one, Pearl Jam and Swift.
I didn't realise
that,
did I?
Still could be you.
Still could be me. Could be you. So these letters
This was a way to put us off.
Well, no, I just thought it was interesting.
To go on a different track.
I actually thought it was possibly the same person until last night when the person revealed to me and I asked her if she was the culprit of the letters to you, and she said no.
Right. It doesn't look the same to be.
No, it was only the envelopes. They say Hobart and they've got stamps, and I was trying to, I'm like, oh, that looks sus.
So we have just recently found out from Mel. She did some investigating for us on our behalf.
Oh, good on
her. All mail goes to Hobart. All goes to Hobart before it goes anywhere else.
Yeah.
So if you post something from here to Bernie, it will go to Hobart, then to Bernie.
That's a nice little trip for
him. That's a little bit silly, isn't it?
Free trip.
So should we take his prints?
Yep. Okay, let's do it.
Is the right pad for the prints?
Yep, that's the ink pad.
All right, we'll take
it should be the ink pad.
Yeah, I'm just confused because this must be the dusting pad, right? We've got a kid here. This is all above board. This is official stuff because it's
from the FBI.
By a company called Kids Labs.
It's from the FBI.
Better take off my shirt.
Now, I think this is, you put it on this card as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
you need
now,
all of them.
All of them will be on the
letter,
all
I imagine.
Of them.
Or just the thumb.
No, all of them.
Oh, it's going to take some time.
Well, what happens if you... You purposely didn't touch it with your thumb.
Well, you must have used it.
We were going to test your prints, so you purposely didn't use your thumb.
You need to use your thumbs for everything.
No.
You can't pick up anything.
Yeah, because Jerry is always one step ahead. Yeah. We've always known this.
So we want every print.
We're almost like he probably handled it with gloves when he wrote it.
True.
One step ahead.
Do you want a tissue? I've got tissues here.
I think index and thumb will suffice because you can't hold it with anything
index
else.
Index and thumb, okay.
Well, I mean, you could...
Maybe I've just worked around with my pinky. Just
if you did, you deserve to be secret still, I think.
Yes. I wrote it with a lot
of effort. Very strong
so
pinky.
Make sure that you roll, roll it, and you've got to roll it quite a few. Just keep it there, yep.
Roll.
All right, I think that's it.
Hopefully it comes off his finger.
Jesus.
It's pretty dark on his
sure
finger.
Make sure it's rolled again. Is that how they do it?
Oh, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Ah, we've done it. Well, you've done it. You've now got ink everywhere, so don't be robbing a bank, otherwise your prints will be just left straight on there.
Luckily, I've been to prison before, so this is no surprise.
We should have just raided the database there. They've already got them on file then.
We could have made a phone call.
Call the FBI.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some pretty sturdy-looking patterns there.
Can I have a look?
See? You're welcome.
We've got to write all your details.
Would
on
a guilty
here.
Man give over his fingerprints? I don't think so.
We have got your prints on file. Right. Are you scared?
Prints on file. No. Oh, yeah.
Magnifying
just
glass so we can really look at it good.
Yeah,
too.
Let's pass that.
Apart
over.
From the fact you might plant that somewhere else as evidence.
That's true.
That's
rubber bank.
Apart from that.
Yeah.
This is a very serious magnifying glass too. It's plastic.
Mm hmm. Well, we'll be back. We'll dust it. We'll dust it for prints. Compare, and we'll
Don't
be back.
Don't really think it does anything, but okay. Oh, there we go.
Looks good, doesn't it?
It's looking like the same one on the letter.
We haven't checked a little
bit. Yeah. CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning. Welcome to Monday. What better way to celebrate Monday than by dusting a letter for fingerprints, Ari?
I know.
Now, we've got our boss, Jerry Shears. We've got his fingerprints now on file for future use. We did dust the letter, and it just doesn't seem to have...
It's really hard.
Yeah. It hasn't come up with anything. We just got a bunch of blur, really.
Because we didn't really know where the fingerprints were.
Unless...
To put the dust.
Unless the person that did it handled it with gloves and they're one step ahead.
I think they handled it with gloves because we did try our hardest and the FBI kit that we've got just didn't do the trick.
So the case continues. We've got his fingerprints on file, but we just couldn't lift any prints from the letter. We're talking about the love letters I've been receiving.
Yeah.
We just took boss man Jerry's prints, but we still are no closer to solving this mystery.
And if you are out there listening and you are the person writing these love letters, maybe send a love Christmas card. Just an idea.
Maybe prove that you're not Jerry, just so we can get some closure before Christmas.
Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
A season finale. Yes. A season finale closure, please.
This is what we need.
This is what we're fighting for over there.
Yes.
In that war.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Tis the season to be getting cheeky gifts all through the show.
Yeah, we have had a couple of gifts already dropped off by a couple of staff members. Renna, bless her soul, she's back this week.
Oh my
she's
God,
been
I've
sick.
Missed her so much.
Gave us a milk chocolate reindeer. And Tex, how about her little gift?
Yeah, reindeer noses.
Yeah, so you got like, they're all brown noses except the one red nose. Because obviously you got Rudolph in there too. It's a genius idea. So they're all
love
Maltesers.
Love the little chockies.
I think it's a bunch of Maltesers and I'm guessing that's Jaffa. A Jaffa. Yeah,
for sure.
For Rudolph. So.
Yeah, so would you eat the Jaffa first or the Maltesers first?
Maltesers.
Maltesers, then Jaffa, then Maltesers.
Nah, Jaffa for dessert.
No, I went Maltesers, Jaffa, then Maltesers.
Did you? I think I'd end with a Jaffa.
Because I'm not super thrilled about Jaffas. Actually, you know our boss here, Sylvia says, makes the best cakes.
Mm.
So when you have a milestone birthday, you get a special cake.
Mm.
And I think it may have even been Martin that requested a Jaffa cake.
Is this the fellow with First with Local News?
Yeah, who's on holidays at the moment. Delicious. It's like the only time I've enjoyed a Jaffa.
I like a Jaffa. Especially, it's like a movie thing when you watch a movie. I don't know where that came from, but yeah, a lot of people, it's a cliche to buy a packet of Jaffas and go to the movies.
Do you put it in the popcorn like you do with Maltesers?
No, I don't do stuff like that. I mean, maybe I should try that though.
It's actually pretty good.
Sweet and salty.
Yeah, that's what you need. A bit of balance in life.
Yeah, not too much of one or the other.
Yes, exactly. You're picking up what I'm putting down.
Well, it's Christmas. It's the time of...
Indulging.
And forgiveness. Oh, yeah.
Indulging in
that's
food.
Mean. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Kid music. Music.
CFM. 1 week today, though. Today, next week. You just lost your headphones.
There goes the cans.
We will be under the stars watching a bit of a movie.
Polar Express.
With Tom Hanks, by the way.
Mm.
It's going to be so much fun. There'll also be the Crepe Man will be there. There'll be popcorn.
Yeah.
And you and I will be there.
I'm getting the crepe.
Yes, same. They're so good.
What kind of crepes? Do they have Nutella ones?
Yes. Do you like the Nutella ones?
You know that Takesha, the one that wears the elf outfit?
The little cute little elf.
The cute little elf.
Yeah.
She loves Nutella.
Yes, I think she eats it just out the jar.
So she's going to go mental for those crepes.
Yeah, but it's probably not enough Nutella. She'll have crepe with a, what is it, the opposite way? Nutella with a side of a crepe.
Yeah, you want some crepe with your Nutella, bruh?
Yeah.
Do you know that she only loves her partner because his name reminds her of Nutella?
Really?
Yeah, that's the only reason she loves him.
No, all lies.
Yeah, so she heard his name. Did you know about this story, though?
No.
She heard his name and it reminded her of Nutella and that's how she fell for him.
Really?
You didn't know that?
No.
So you remember Valentine's Day this year, her and Jerry did that show? Yeah. She told the story during that show.
Oh, bless. So isn't that cute?
Nutella boy.
Little loves.
So that's how much she loves Nutella. She literally is dating it.
Bless her cotton
sock. So she'll be loving
those
crepes.
She'll be there too as well, by the way.
Yeah, and she'll be loving those crepes. You see someone scoffing Nutella with a side of crepe.
That's her.
That's her. She's probably in her elf outfit too. So.
Now, it is happening on Monday, December 20th at McKenna Park at 9 p.m. Now, it is a free event, but you do need to register yourself for tickets. It will be a COVID-safe event.
It's going to be good.
It's Hampton Peters Real Estate Cinema under the stars, and tickets will be available at some time today. You just got to keep refreshing that website.
Next Monday, 9 p.m. Keep it free. Come along.
CFM.
Adam and Ari, we're one show down for the week already. Why are you squinting at me?
I've got the worst hay fever.
Is that what it is?
All morning, you could say I've been distracted. Because I don't want to sneeze on air because I don't want everyone to think I'm sick because I'm not. But I even had to spray my nose this morning. And you know when you spray your nose, it makes you sneeze more?
Not really, because I don't get hay fever. I don't spray my nose.
I have never been so jealous in my life at the fact that someone doesn't get hay fever.
A lot of people don't, do they?
It's been so bad.
Mm.
The people that have got it, though, have got it really bad lately.
Yeah,
so I feel for you. And if you have any remedies, can you please message us through the Facebook page, CFM Tasmania, because I'm in need of some assistance.
Mm, yeah, I wasn't sure why you were looking at me all pursed up like that. And I thought
it's because I was trying not to sneeze.
I thought it was because you hated me or something. But remember, it's all about...
I mean, there's that too.
But this time of year is all about forgiveness.
Oh, ads. Should I have another hay fever tablet?
Yeah.
I mean, it does say 24-hour relief, but it's lies. All lies.
You go ahead and make up your own medical advice. Now, listen, Jerry Shears, boss man's in next.
Oh, you've got a secret something for me. I'm so excited.
Better take off my shirt.
Hope he's got his shirt on to do this show.
He's up next, and we still haven't figured out if he did the lettuce. We dusted it for Prince, and there was just no Prince there. What do you have to say for yourself, Jerry?
Better take off my shirt.
He's on next, isn't he? We'll see you tomorrow from 6.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Here we are at the other end.
Wow, how about that, eh?
Went by so fast.
So quickly. Actually, really? I thought it was a little bit longer today.
Oh, we had more stuff to cover, I suppose. But tomorrow I'll bring some more stuff in. I'll do the phone book challenge.
We also didn't mention that I was late today. Well, thank you for not mentioning that on air.
Did I not?
I don't think you did, no.
I did. I said something about the burnout. I think you were still half asleep. I was like, the burnout, and then the other day you slept in, but then you blamed Santy or something. But then, I don't know about that, whether that was a lie or the truth. I'm confused.
No, she did get out.
Yeah. Okay.
Just to let you know.
Okay.
Are you avoiding the real lies that are going on? Is that what you're trying to do? You're making up other people's lies so that your lies don't come out?
What lies?
I don't know. Who knows?
Thought everything was out in the open. That's why I need forgiveness. So.
You don't get it.
Hubbity.
Hubbity. You do not get it.
We'll do the show again tomorrow, though, won't we?
Lost respect.
Did you?
You did. You've lost respect.
I've lost respect.
You've lost respect.
For who?
For the coast.
What do you mean? What the coast?
Hey, we forgot to mention, when are we going to have those bevvies with the coast?
Yeah, we want to try and set up some
Maybe it should be like a barbecue at a park or something.
Yeah, but that's way more effort than just going to a pub.
True. Anyway, secret insider news. We want to catch up with you. For a Christmas shindig.
Yeah, the regular calls, the regular listeners, especially to the on-demand.
We just got to work out when.
All get together and we go, hey, three cheers to all of us for making the show.
Yeah, we just want to spend some time with you to wrap up the year.
Mm. See, it's not just us that make the show, it's you that call in, you that listen.
What about this Friday or something?
We got to work Saturday.
This isn't like a send it. This is just to have a Christmas beverage.
We'll be sending
it. This is one beverage.
We'll end up sending it.
No, because we work Saturday.
Yeah, but we'll end up sending it.
What about... Well, it's either that or a work day. Well, either way, it's a work day.
Take him to the tennis club.
On Friday.
And send it.
On Friday.
Don't they have events
We need
there?
To work out when we're going to do this because... Yeah... We want to catch up with you and share the good times we've had on air with you.
Hmm. And say thanks for calling and listening and all that because you make the show.
And share the love because it tis the season.
Yeah, for forgiveness and giving, yeah. Forgiveness mostly. So, yeah.
I think it should be this Friday.
Well, we'll see how we go tomorrow. So we're going to tell people off air on the phones. Come. And where are we going to be? We'll figure it out tomorrow.
Yeah, good question.
But... Cheers, bye.
Bye.